to Don't Cry Over Spilt Tea.
These are your hosts, Mary,
Riley,
and Lauren.
Today, we're going to talk about things that BHS overhypes. Google defines the term overhyped as something that is exaggerated, overpublicized, or promoted excessively.
The first thing we're going to be talking about is Ariana Grande. Since she dropped her single, Thank You Next, her music has been all over everyone's social media at Battlefield High School. Personally, I think her music is pretty good, but like her lyrics just like are pretty average, like they're not anything super special.
On her most recent album, Thank You Next, she has one song titled Seven Rings, in which she has multiple verses that copy the tune from the popular song for The Sound of Music. These are a few of my favorite things. Personally, I think that the hype that she got from this song and the praise that she got was kind of not her own, considering that she stole the tune from the popular movie, and it's just not original for her to do.
So I do personally agree that, like, this album has kind of blown up, and I kind of agree that, like, her lyrics are definitely not, like, the most thought-provoking, but I do think it's cool how, like, 2018, at least, like, covered by the media, wasn't, like, her best year, and I think it's cool how, like, this early into 2019, she's made the year so great for herself.
On that note, Thank You, Next. Our next topic is Champion sweatshirts. Our main point about this is that they used to be $7 at Walmart, and almost nobody wore them, and now they're sold at Urban Outfitters for around $70, and you see them everywhere.
On that note, Urban Outfitters in general, I think, is overhyped, and generally very overpriced for their average clothing that makes its appearance in one store and all of a sudden everyone's wearing it.
On the defense though, Urban Outfitters does have like good quality items, and like they do a good job of like picking up on trends, which while it's kind of annoying that like as soon as something is like popular it goes to their store, but like that also means that they're doing like a really good job at like their job. Like their job is to like pick up on like what's like popular in teens and then start selling it in their stores. And if they can make money on it, like might as well, you know?
Truly, it doesn't really matter what those big name stores are selling, like Urban Outfitters or American Eagle or any of those. Just it's important to wear whatever makes you feel comfortable and confident and whatever suits you.
So speaking of what suits you best and like trying to figure that sort of stuff out, our next topic is colleges. So as we live in Virginia, where there's a lot of big schools, I think people really tend to like gravitate towards these schools and not look into like the other schools. Like for example, a lot of people just like think, okay, I'll go to UVA, VT, or JMU. Like they don't look at their other options as much, which is like ridiculous because we live in a school or a state with over 100 different colleges and universities, and people just don't look into them because they're not their dream school that they've been thinking about since they were a child.
Yeah, I totally agree. I just think students put so much pressure on themselves to get into these big name schools and don't really realize that it's not the end of the world for them to not go to these schools and that they have so many other options and opportunities that they could miss if they just focus on these one schools. And for students that are like ripping their hair out over getting into these schools, I just want to say like, you're going to be fine.
I can understand why kids get so stressed out about not getting into these schools, though, because, like, a lot of kids at Battlefield put so much pressure on themselves to get into, like, not even, like, good schools, because, like, there's other good schools in Virginia other than, like, those three we mentioned previously, but, like, those just have such big names because you're like, oh, I have to look good, like, I have to get into those good schools, and especially when, like, their parents or, like, friends, just because you don't get into, like, a school that like takes like a 4.5 or whatever, like it doesn't mean you're a bad student, like it's just a school.
So one of our last topics that we're going to be talking about today is Hydro Flasks. Hydro Flasks is like a water bottle brand I would say about half the people at Battlefield own, even though they're quite expensive.
They're just water bottles.
So basically all Hydro Flasks do is keep your water cold. And there are so many insulated water bottles that I just don't understand why they're charging like $70 for their water bottles. Like, I could go to Walmart and buy an insulated water bottle for like $15. I'm not spending $70 on a water bottle. And that's just the tea.
Although they serve their intended purpose, I just feel like the heightened price isn't really justified because, like other companies that have expensive products, a portion of their proceeds go to charity. However, with Hydro Flask, that isn't the case. And so they just increase those prices, increasing the effect of peer pressure on students, seeing just one or two popular kids with a certain water bottle, and then everyone suddenly feels like they have to spend $70 in order to feel like they fit in.
The last topic we're going to be talking about is Steve Waltz. So Steve Waltz has been our superintendent since 2005, but it kind of seems like nobody was giving him very much recognition until he got a Twitter in maybe a couple months ago.
Yeah, so ever since then, he's gained a lot of praise. For example, when he came to visit Battlefield in order to award a teacher for Teacher of the Year, everyone started cheering, everyone was so happy, like just pushing people to get a handshake with him or a high five or just to catch a picture of him. And he's gained so much praise, not just in Battlefield, but in schools all over Prince William County. And every time he closes school or announces a delay, it's just a massive Twitter praise. And yeah, someone even baked a cake and sent it to his house. And there's multiple fan accounts, Instagram accounts, Twitter accounts, and people have been commenting a lot on his posts and just praising him and talking about how great he is.
I think he honestly enjoys the hype, though, because, like, did you see the video he made of, like, the Code Red song? Like, he made this whole song just to play on the piano about Code Red. I just think it's kind of funny how he made this whole song. Like, you didn't need to sing a song about getting off school.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I completely agree. I feel like at this point he might be starting to do things just to get a little bit more of that praise and attention. Like, for example, like even in the video that Riley's talking about, like at the very end, he was like, guys, make sure to follow me on Twitter. And I've seen a couple other posts from him, like, that have been like, follow me on Twitter to like, see if school's canceled or not. Like, I posted it here first, like, just to get a little bit more of that praise and popularity from the students.
These are just a few examples of things that we thought of that are overhyped. We're now going to transition to things that we view as underhyped at Battlefield. So things that people might not give enough attention to around the school or in our general community.
The first topic we're going to be talking about is Battlefield's theater program. So that's one of those programs that kind of like was really popular for a while and kind of just fell through the cracks. But I've, at least from in my experience, a lot of the kids who are part of that program are really proud of what they put on and really excited about what they do, and they're passionate about it.
From personal experience, like, I have a friend who used to, like, be in the program before he moved, and, like, I know that, like, he would, like, work a lot, and, like, him and, like, the other kids, like, going, like, doing the stuff for, like, that play would, like, spend days and, like, weeks, like, practicing and, like, doing makeup and, like, outfits and, like, stage setup. Like, it takes a lot, and like I feel like they just deserve more credit for all the stuff they do, because I've been to a few of their plays, and honestly, like, for a high school production, they're pretty good.
The theater program is just one example of the many programs at Battlefield and throughout the county that don't get a lot of recognition, not just from their own prospective schools, but also from the county, that focuses a lot on the athletic teams gaining a name for themselves and trying to be the best football team or the best track team, and that the county just puts so much money into gaining those names for the sports teams and improving their equipment, where the theater program hasn't gotten any updates to their stage or props or costumes or anything like that.
So our next example of someone who's underhyped at Battlefield High School is the custodians and the lunch ladies. So the custodians get almost no recognition. I've never really heard anyone thank them or anything like that, even though they have to clean up after not only the students but the teachers. Every wrapper that you accidentally leave, everything that drops on the floor off your desk, they have to pick up. And the lunch ladies have to make food for 3,000 kids, knowing that a lot of the kids are just going to bring their own lunch, and a lot of the food that they make is just going to end up in the trash can. And they also have to make both lunch and breakfast for some kids.
I totally agree that, like, the custodians and cafeteria workers don't get enough recognition. Like, kids in Battlefield are disgusting, honestly. Like, no one picks up their trash. If you look at a lunch table, like, after, like, the kids leave, there's trash all over the table. Like, you have to take 5 steps to put your stuff in the trash can. Like, is it that hard to, like, put stuff away so, like, people don't have to clean up after you all the time?
One of the duties of the custodial staff that goes largely unnoticed by the staff and students here at Battlefield is that they get here and they make sure that the parking lot is safe for us to drive in and so that we can get our education. And so next time you see one of them, make sure to thank them and for all that they do and their efforts. And instead of thanking Steve Waltz, thank the custodial staff.